Hi, guys. Welcome to the Seven Lakes podcast. Today, I'm here with incoming freshmen, and we're going to be talking about their first impressions of high school. I'm Cameron, and I'm here with...
Arjun.
Charlie.
Gia.
And Miriam.
Okay, guys. So, what middle school did you go to last year?
I went to Beckendorf.
We
went to Seven Lakes.
Okay, so the first question is, what are the biggest differences and similarities between the middle school and the high school?
We get way more work in high school, and the similarities are the teachers are almost the same.
Like, the class and the school is bigger in high school than middle school.
You barely see your friends in the hallways compared to last year. I always saw my friends in the hallways, and you don't have as many... A lot of people got separated, so you don't see them as much.
I'd say the biggest difference is because we combined with Beckendorf last year, so... Basically, it's twice as much people, and the school is so much bigger. And it's also, like, different not having, like, half of the people that we had last year because they went to Jordan.
Yeah, I agree with Miriam. Half of the school went to Jordan, and then the other half went to Seven Lakes, and then all of Beckendorf came to Seven Lakes. So it's, like, you don't see as many people that you know. Okay, the next question is, what's your favorite class or activity?
My favorite class is biology. Because the teacher's just really nice.
My favorite class is soccer because I like playing soccer and, like, it's just a lot more relaxing than other classes.
My favorite class has to be this class with my second period, which is digital art. I laugh a lot in this class, and I think it's really relaxing to not have to think about anything and just draw.
I like this class for sure, and also track. Track is just, like, you don't have to use your brain, you just do it.
Yeah, digital arts is probably my favorite, too, because it's, like, a break from, like, all the schoolwork, and you just get to draw and, like, release all of your, like, stress. Okay, the next question is, what are you excited or nervous for this year?
I'm nervous about getting good grades.
I'm just nervous about passing, because last year it wasn't the best.
It wasn't.
I'm pretty nervous about the amount of work that we have. Like, the first day, there was a lot of homework, and it was like a jump scare compared to last year. We barely had anything to take home.
I'm really excited about school events later on in the year, especially HOCO for sure.
Yeah, I think that, like, the grades are definitely going to be harder. Like, it's already gotten really hard. It's, like, the first month in, and, like, school is... very hard compared to middle school. Like, there's a lot more work and a lot more homework because now homework is like grades and like
and GPA.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I have to worry about my GPA now. My parents are like not checking all the time, and they're like,
my parents check all the time.
Yeah. And they're like, you have to do better. You have to do better. And then
yeah, because your grades now, they count for like college.
You can't do what you did last year, like how you were relaxing or how.
Yeah, you have to try.
You have to try a lot harder.
And I feel like the standards here at this school specifically are so high.
Yeah, because we have like one of the
because it's like Seven Lakes and it's
we are the best school, I think.
Yeah, we are.
Like, we're number one.
Are we the best school in Texas?
Yeah.
I think.
No, in this district. Probably.
Yeah, but like the standards are way higher than like all the
and like the percentages.
Same with
yeah,
sports.
The percentages of like majors and minors, they're much higher this year.
Like, same with sports as well. Like, the expectations are a lot higher.
Because
like they won state champion last year.
Yeah.
For soccer.
Oh, soccer.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people get cut in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, way more, like, difficult to get into sports because they, like, need the best people.
Oh, there's, like, way more competition this year because there are, like, people who want to be valedictorian, like, and they're thinking about it this year, even when valedictorian is for, like, senior year, so they're thinking about their GPA, and there's a lot of competition.
Yeah, guys, so Seven Lakes is a really big school, and, like, there's people from, like, all over the world. So where have you guys, like, lived and, like, grew up?
I lived in India, but then I moved to the U.S. when I was 8 years old.
I lived in Thailand my whole life. I moved here last year, and it was a big difference.
I lived in three places. I was born in Louisiana, here in the U.S., and then we moved to Brazil. Then we moved to India, and I moved here last year.
I really only lived in Canada because that's, like, where I'm from, but I'm from Calgary, so I was there for like 12 years or so, and then I moved here back in seventh grade.
Yeah, I lived in Louisiana up until I was like 10, and then I moved during COVID. So, okay, so tell us what it's like to move to a new place and have to make completely different friends.
It was, like, really hard for me when I first came to the U.S., and I was really shy because the curriculum in India was so different than the elementary school in the U.S., so I used to, like, fail every single class, but then after a year, I got used to it.
Yeah, last year it was really tough for me because, like, I didn't really have many friends, and the curriculum was really different compared to in Thailand. I went to an international school in Thailand, but that was, like, a British international school, so the curriculum was completely different, and the math was different. And everything else was.
I think that moving here, since I moved from India, yeah, the curriculum is different, but I would say the curriculum here is easier. So when I came here, I wasn't really as shocked. I actually had done a lot of the things that we did last year, so I was passing almost every single class with an A. But in terms of being, like, a new kid and, like, moving here, it's a lot harder to make friends when you move in the middle of a certain school. Like, if you didn't go to elementary here, a lot of people already are friends with the people they were friends with in elementary, so it's harder to kind of meet people. But as you go along the year, you meet a lot of new people, and I'm grateful for the friends that I have right now.
For me, it was very hard in both academic and social-wise, because academically, I was in, like, an IB school in Canada. So basically what that is, like, the curriculum is, like, completely different. It's more, like, it's less tests for sure. It's more, like, talking and expressing that's your emotions. That's how my school was,
that's
like.
My,
was
my learning, like, we had IGCSE. Like, at the end of, like, I think here would translate to 10th grade, I think. We had IGCSEs. And that would be, like, we would work up the whole year. We would not have no tests. And then at the end of the year, we would have this one big test that we would
have.
Do
you have map testing or no?
What?
Map?
No, we never did that.
Oh, basically it's like star testing, but like for IB.
No, we had block classes where, like, here they have same classes every day, but we would have different classes, like PE twice a week or like stuff like
that. That's exactly how my school would be.
We would have block classes, and when I got here, I would always ask my friends for, like, the timetable and stuff, because they all used to know. We all used to be in the same classes, not, like, different people in different classes. There's one class all across the semester. And, like, yeah, it would be different to find, like, it was easier to find my way around the school because I would just memorize it. But, like, there I would just have to ask my friends because I would never memorize
that. That's exactly why it was, like, harder to make friends here, because when you have, like, one same class, the same people in every single class, like, you know a lot of people. But here, since it's different, it's a lot harder.
And I feel like if it's like that, you can mix yourself into a lot of different friend groups because it's different people, like, every single class. And I feel like I've kind of forced making friends last year whenever I came, two years ago.
Like, I had, like, there's kids that are, like, sketchy that I had friends with last year.
Yeah.
But, like, now I'm not really friends with them, but, like, I was with them because I just needed friends at the point.
Yeah, and I definitely, like, didn't I, want I the
wasn't,
friends I had.
This year I was thinking about it, and I was like, no, this isn't right. Being friends with those type of people probably wouldn't, like, end well when I'm turned out 18 or something.
Yeah, the friends that I was, like, initially friends with, they're definitely different from the friends I have right now. And I'm glad that I, like, found my group. And, yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you for sharing your opinions and how you feel about everything. And I hope you have a good school year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.